Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo both posted big road victories Thursday in 2018 World Cup qualifying matches. In Windhoek, Guinea defeated host Namibia 1-0 on a goal by Nabi Keita in the 27th minute. And in Bujumbura, the DRC rallied to beat Burundi 3-2. The hero for the Congolese was Ndombe Mubele, who came on as a second-half substitute and lifted his team to victory with goals in the 86th and 88th minutes. Yannick Bolasie opened the scoring for the DRC in the 5th minute. Cedric Amisi had a brace for Burundi to put the home team up 2-1 before the late-game heroics by Mubele. Our VOA World Cup fans will remember, these African qualifiers are over two legs, home and away, and by November 17th, we'll know the 20 African teams advancing to the final round of qualifying. Guinea and the DRC now look like good bets to go through after their road victories on Thursday. The second leg matches are on Sunday. Because of the lingering Ebola cases in Guinea, Guinea will play Namibia in Casablanca, Morocco. And the Democratic Republic of Congo now carries that 3-2 advantage against Burundi into the second leg in Kinshasa. In 2018 World Cup qualifying results Wednesday, host Mozambique edged Gabon 1-0. On a goal by Helder Palembe in the 54th minute. And the fans of the Chipolopolo of Zambia had reason to cheer. The 2012 Nations Cup champion scored a 1-0 road victory over Sudan on a goal by Winston Kalengo in the 28th minute. Joining us now for a look at Friday's 2018 World Cup qualifying fixtures is our African football guru, David Legge.
A lot of fixtures on Friday, I mean, nine in all, starting with Madagascar, Senegal, and Comoros, Ghana, Kenya, Cape Verde, Libya, Rwanda. Because of post-Muammar Gaddafi era violence in Libya, that match is going to have to be played in Tunisia. A big one, Angola against South Africa. We've got Niger against Cameroon, Liberia against Ivory Coast, Mauritania against Tunisia, and Swaziland against the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Senegal, Sonny, they shouldn't have too many problems against Madagascar. 79-place gap between those countries on the world rankings. But the most lopsided tie of all, if you look at it from a rankings perspective, is that between the Comoros. Comoros, an island state off the southeast coast of Africa, and the Black Stars of Ghana, a staggering 147 place difference in favor of Ghana. The Comoros, Sunny, are ranked 177 in the world and Ghana 30. So it doesn't take a lot of courage to say that Ghana are the favorites to win this one. And it's a Ghana side that recently, Sunny, were in your neck of the wood, Washington, D.C. They played Canada there and they drew 1-1. But they were missing two key components of their side. That's the midfielder, Andre Ayew, and the striker, who's recently had his share of injury problems, Asamoah Gyan. Now, they're both back for Ghana. If form means anything in football, you expect Ghanaians to win the first leg in the Comoros by several goals. And then I fear a little bit for the Comoros in the return match. If Ghana are really goal-hungry, and they put seven past Mauritius in the Cup of Nations recently, it could become rather one-sided. But we wish Comoros the best. It's interesting, Sonny, that they reached the second round without winning a game. They didn't win a game in 2010 or 2014 qualifiers. And more recently, they drew with Lesotho 0-0 at home and 1-1 away, so they qualified on the away goal rule. And that's how they secured that date against Ghana. Kenya against Cape Verde, when I looked at the rankings, I got a real shock. I thought these sides won't be that far apart. In actual fact, Sonny, there are 93 places between them. That's a staggering difference. Cape Verde, a group of islands similar to the Comoros, 500,000 people. In fact, there are more Cape Verdeans living outside of Cape Verde than inside the country itself. And that is where most of the national team comes from. And they are ranked 32nd in the world. Kenya, on the other hand, Fanon, the great hope of East Africa, but aside and unfortunately fail again to make a real impact in international football. They are ranked 125th. Now, on that basis, Sonny, I have to stick with logic and say it's going to be Cape Verde. Libya and Rwanda, as mentioned previously, that match will be in Tunisia. The Libyans are a huge disadvantage. They're not playing regular football because of the problems in their homeland. And Rwanda have been one of the more impressive, what I would call middleweight African football nations recently. Winning away to Mozambique was a good result for them. And then they held Ghana for 87 minutes in Kigali in another Cup of Nations qualifier before losing to a goal off a free kick. They've got a very young coach, Johnny McKinstry from Northern Ireland. So I'm going with Rwanda. The Angola-South Africa tie is interesting, Sonny, because it's the only one that involves two countries that have previously qualified for the World Cup. South Africa made it in 98, 2002, and then again as hosts in 2010. Angola shocked Nigeria by qualifying in 2006. This match is going to be played in Benguela, and the South Africans are very confident. I'm just worried that they might be a little bit overconfident. Their coach, Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba, is talking about scoring goals in Angola and winning the first leg. Now, I looked at the statistics, Sonny, and what's interesting is that Angola has played 29 home World Cup qualifiers, won 18, drawn 10, and they've lost only one. That only defeat came way back in 1990 against the Cameroon side, who went on to reach the World Cup quarterfinals. So that is a formidable home record. The South African away record in World Cup qualifiers is 9 victories, 3 draws, and 6 losses. So, to put it mildly, this is going to be a really interesting contest. It's like a real Southern African showdown. I think what Angola will be looking for is at least a 1-0 home victory. I think not allowing South Africa to score, I think, will be a crucial part of the Angolan plan. Niger against Cameroon. Cameroon now with a new coach in Alexander Bilinga. He's replaced the German Volker Fink, and this is a tie they should win. Liberia against Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast have been hard hit by injuries, and also the decision of Yaya Toure to remain on the sidelines for the moment. He hasn't announced his official retirement, but he has not played since Ivory Coast won the Cup of Nations in February. And when I say he hasn't played, of course, I'm talking about national team duty. The injuries rule out, among others, Thomas Toure, Solomon Kalou, and that's a real pity because he scored a hat-trick for Hertha Berlin at the weekend. And Liberia, an interesting team. They drew 1-1 at home with Guinea-Bissau in the previous round and then went to Guinea-Bissau and scored a 3-1 victory. And all 4 goals in that tie came from William Jebor. He's based in Portugal, but he plays in Spain, and he is clearly a player the Ivorians are going to have to watch very closely. Mauritania are an improving side, recent 3-1 home winners over South Africa. And I think they'll give the Tunisians a tough fight in Nouakchott, but perhaps not such a tough fight in the return match. And I guess the same applies, Sonny, to Swaziland against Nigeria. The Swazis, boosted by that recent win over Guinea in Morocco, they'll be up for a good fight against the Super Eagles in Lobamba, which is between Manzini and the commercial center of Swaziland. But over 2 legs, you would have to fancy the Nigerians. So on the Friday matches, Sonny, looking at them as ties, I'm going for Senegal, Ghana, Cape Verde, Rwanda, South Africa, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, Tunisia, and Nigeria.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Let's take a short break now for this programming announcement from my good friend in Nigeria's commercial capital.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me.
This is for the
glory. Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Joining us now with more African football news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Defending champions Kenya will open their title defense campaign against perennial rivals Uganda at the Council of East and Central Africa Football Association's SECAFA Senior Challenge Cup in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia on the 22nd of November. SECAFA General Secretary Nicolas Musonye revealed in Nairobi that Burundi and Zanzibar are also in Group B. Group A consists of hosts Ethiopia, Rwanda, Tanzania mainland and Somalia, while Group C features Sudan, guest side Malawi, South Sudan, and Djibouti.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, which you can tune in Monday through Friday on The Voice of America. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page today, Thursday, you'll see a photo of 63-year-old George Haywood. George lives right here in Washington, and he won the gold medal in the 300-meter hurdles at this year's World Masters Athletics Championships in Lyon, France. And in George's words, my best days are ahead of me. Hope, positivity, mind-body connection. I'm VOA Sonny Young. And